Let's go down the green pipe for some fun.
Gamer dad.
Mario. Right, it's like early crack for kid.
I think Zach is meditating.
I feel like if there was something that I could do, it would be getting in a DeLorean, going back to 1993, smacking the shit out of myself and saying, go play this game now.
You know, the digital left is sometimes different than the analog left.
You know, I feel like that guy who didn't wait and then is like on his wedding night is like, I should have waited.
What about the feeling better if I did the whole show like this?
Welcome to Nintendo Dads, episode 100! Wham! On this week's episode, we celebrate our 100th episode by spending time reflecting on the show, how we got here, our favorite moments, and taking your questions. Now, Zach, for the 100th time, cue the music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Dads Podcast. My name is Zach Erickson, and tonight is October 19th, 2016. Joining me for the 100th time is Justin Masson. What's going on tonight, Justin?
Nothing much, buddy. How did we get here? How 2 years later did we get here? 200 episodes. And before I make a horrible transition to one of the best fellow co-podcasters in the industry, that first audio bumper you heard, Gary Gray, that was fantastic. We said some horrible things in those first six beta episodes.
Beta episodes?
Those were apparently just the beta episodes. I am so glad this format has changed. Speaking of never changing, always remaining the same, with an amazing neckbeard, Jesse Walbeck.
I don't remember using that voice in beta. I remember using it in one episode, but I don't remember if I used it in beta. I guess I must have.
You must have.
I must have. I don't know.
You know, in fact, you don't know this, but it's this weird thing where you just actually do it every episode and then promptly forget. It's just,
I wouldn't surprise me some nights.
Yeah, it happens. It gets weird around here. Guys, episode 100. It's crazy. Like you said, Justin, how did this happen? I hold you responsible. I don't know.
I was shocked we got out of 10. I'm not going to lie to you.
To all the podcasters out there, though, there is something about getting past episode 10 that is like, oh, okay, now I feel like we kind of got this. I don't know what episode 100 means. It means...
This is my second show I've gotten past 50. So definitely the first show I've gotten to 100 on.
It's weird. I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like this is this strange new world. Like, do I need to make new bumpers? I'm not. But, you know, like, I actually...
Are we going to do a season 2?
Well, that's... Do we change our bumpers every year?
No. Like, that... Well, it was like, oh, man. Like, I felt like I needed to do something special for the occasion. And I'm like, eh, whatever. Why mess with a good thing? So it's all
you
the same.
Being here is just special enough.
Yeah, that's true. You too, Justin. You too. So, you know what? We have... So, again, for everybody, this is a different episode. Something really big is happening tomorrow that we're going to probably talk about next week. We're not going to do a special... We didn't talk about this beforehand. We're not doing a special episode, right?
No, we're not doing a special episode, no.
No, so...
None of us are available. I'm in Boston.
I was working. Actually going to bring it up to see who was up for it, because I might be tomorrow night.
Oh.
I might have...
No, I'm going to be somewhere over the country flying back.
Well, and here's another thing, is that we killed our end music. We didn't go into a bumper. I'm getting a filling tomorrow, and half my face will likely be frozen. So that would be fun.
Oh, please tell me you can record then.
It would actually be really... Well, it was funny because I got one last week on the left side, and he started to drill into the tooth, and he was like, oh, man. Or I started going like, oh, like my mouth's open. I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, can you still feel that? Yeah. And so we like put way more filling in. I kid you not, 3/4 of my tongue was numb for the next 4 hours. It was crazy. That's like, awesome. I was like starving and I'm like, I'm just going to have some soup. And I didn't even taste the soup as I ate it. It was ridiculous.
Maybe so, I'll just have to try to get on Andre's discussion tomorrow then.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Actually, though, I'm not too worried about it. I would be up for it. I think we definitely will have to do something. We'll you know what? Here, I'm going to, my house is a house of order. So one second. Okay, I feel better now. We can talk about stuff.
Feel like you got the bumper.
It didn't.
Bumper
on, it didn't right? feel. It didn't feel right. Right. And so now, okay. So the couple of quick things, right? Like the NX is coming out. The what did they say? An announcement tomorrow morning.
The preview trailer.
Right. So this is
coming out tomorrow.
This is likely a trailer for the actual announcement. They're gonna. This is some sort of a video teaser. It's all that's. So everybody, manage your expectations accordingly. But it's pretty exciting too. Like we actually are going to get here. Nintendo, we beat the NX announcement by one day, which is amazing. Literally yeah, one the
biggest, day. The biggest joke for the last little bit is it's going to be, you know, NX or NX episode or 100 or bust essentially. Right. I can't, you know, and I cannot believe that literally right, the day after our 100th episode, and it was so nice for Reggie to wait for us to do this.
Yeah,
which I
dude.
Thought was really, I mean, it goes to show a little bit of the clout that we have. We're like, you know what, Reggie, we've got episode 100. We don't want to pull away from your announcement. Like we don't want you to put the NX out and then us do our episode 100 and everyone get distracted by how awesome we are. You should go after us. That was actually very nice of us.
No. Yeah. You know what? I mean, I spoke to Reggie and I said, you know, Reggie, I don't want to like overshadow your announcement, man. And yeah, so he was like, yeah. You know what? You're right. So 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Pacific, 10 a.m. or Eastern. Right. And
yeah,
so
10 a.m. Eastern. Yeah. I'm on the East Coast this time.
Oh yeah. So you're going to be like, I don't know, well into your morning by then.
I can't get out of.
I'm going to, you know what, Justin, it's a 3-minute video. I guarantee you that if you have diarrhea at 9:55 tomorrow morning, you will be fine for 10 minutes and you can come back.
Bad food.
Man, yeah. I don't know what it is. I had a bad Egg McMuffin this morning and now...
Yeah, just grumbles, guys.
That's all. That's all you got to do. See, resourcefulness. That's all. So I think...
That has met our weekly episode fulfillment of poop jokes for yep. the show. You're welcome.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's it's tomorrow morning. I don't know. It'll be fun, but it will be an announcement of an announcement, right? That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I to be quite serious, Zach, I do think we just need to temper our expectations. Like, you know, we've talked about kind of the strategy they're going to have, but I think they're just getting in front of it. They're letting people know, you know, here's when we're going to tell you more details. They'll probably show the device, you know, and then the internet is going to like dissect it for like 20 hours.
Yeah, there's going to be a 4-hour analysis video from Game Explain.
Yeah, Andre and Ash, go get some sleep. Derek, you guys get some sleep. You're going to need it.
Yeah. Go buy some Red Bull.
All I'm really hoping for is picture of the console, picture of the controller, name.
Yeah.
I would actually... I think, I think.
I don't even care for a price point or a date yet. We know we know that's coming, but I want to know what the name is.
I think what we're going to see is a few quick flashes of gameplay footage. We're going to see sexy angled, like close up, like rotational thing of the controller, maybe, and then probably some weird thing like Miyamoto in front of a white screen. Remember that video when the 3DS was announced where like Iwata was holding it and then he got sucked into it and he had like all the stuff was jumping out of the 3DS. It's going to be like that. There's going to be something like that there too. Something weird. So, I don't know. It'll be cool though. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. So that's really all we're going to talk about. We could talk about the Pokemon demo next week. We can talk about the leak, by the way, like Pokemon Company made the demo, Game Freak made the demo, but they forgot to scrub the images out of the demo. And so the entire images of all the Pokemon in the game have leaked. All of them are out now.
The Pokedex leaked, right?
Yeah. But just the images, not names, not types, not anything else. So, we won't spoil any of that for people, but it's, Yeah. So basically what we have, sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
Before we go on, Quag in the chat says he hopes the NX reveal isn't overshadowed by the Red Dead trailer in the media. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they include the Red Dead trailer as part of the Nintendo trailer.
Hey, that'd be cool. I think that if they do that, they're idiotic. I think this is going to be a big deal. Right. I think that the world is clamoring for this, and this really, again, this is going to be something that my guess is in 1 week's time, we will get a full Nintendo Direct or a full stage event or whatever. So for all we know, there are video games journalists en route somewhere right now, who are embargoed and don't know, haven't said anything. So,
but you know who's not en route or embargoed? These three dads.
Us. Yeah. So, Ash said that he doesn't want this to happen, but he wouldn't be surprised if they just drop this 3-minute video and then go silent again for another month. I make a hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want details.
Yeah, no. Oh, dude, can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, coming Q3 2017. Okay, so we've got a lot of stuff going on today. We've got a bunch of different video or audio clips to play. I'm going to play this one first. This one. And you might recognize the name.
Super Zach. Hello, Super Jesse. Hello, Super Justin. It's-a me, Mario. Yahoo! Mamma mia. I'm here with my brother Luigi.
Hello, it's me, Luigi.
That's right, the Mario Bros. We just wanted to say, you guys, you're number one. Woohoo!
Number one. Ho-ho!
See you in our games. Whoopee!
Oh, that was nice of Charles Martinet to send us that message for our 100th episode.
It was so kind of him. Again, just like our conversation with Reggie, best buds.
Yeah.
Best buds.
Yeah. Yeah, right on. So thanks, Charles Martinet. That was awesome. Justin, we've got a bunch of questions as well from our patrons and all sorts of stuff. So what do we got?
Yeah, we've kind of got a grab bag of stuff. Again, we talked about we wanted this to be the fans show, the fans interaction. So we put out questions in Patreon, on Twitter, anywhere that you get a hold of us. So we've actually got some audio clips and some questions. I'm actually gonna start off with our first question from the Patreon. And this comes from Paul Lloyd. Paul asks, hey, when you guys started Nintendo Dads, what did you have planned? Have you managed to fulfill your goals yet? And are you going, or are they going in a different direction? Also, who has been your best and worst guest for the show? So let's start off with what what did you have planned when we started Nintendo Dads, and have you fulfilled your goals yet? That's a really good question, Paul, because I think, you know, I think you always have like large aspirations of like, oh, we want to be the next, you know, Game Explainer, IGN or whatever it is. And I think that I don't know necessarily if that was our goal, but our goal was just to have a conversation and have some fun around it. And I think kind of enter a space that didn't have that we could bring something different to. I think when Zach and I met originally, we didn't want to be just another video game news podcast. We wanted to be a bit different. We wanted to have a different lens that we went through things at. So I guess have we met our plans? I don't know if we ever had enough plans to say we met it. I think our first goal was like, if 5 people listened, that would be great. Right. Yeah. And our plans kind of
evolved over the time.
Yeah. And I would say too, like, I think what Justin, when you and I had those early conversations in the Tim Hortons, really what we wanted was to find a niche within a very crowded video game podcast market, for lack of a better term, that was not being served. Right. And so there's tons of video game podcasts. There's tons of Nintendo podcasts, but where are the gaming parenting podcasts? And we could have done a video game gaming a video game gaming podcast that, you know, no one does that. Can you guys still hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I was just hearing weird static. So, you know, a gaming parenting podcast, we could have done that really generally, but I think between the two of us, we were like, I don't know, I don't really feel comfortable covering the whole thing. So we just stuck with Nintendo. And I honestly did feel like it was possible to make this really big. I knew that what we really needed was that consistency. And I think that, to your credit, Justin, more than anybody, like I think we're all pretty committed here, but you are the man who continually stokes the furnace. While everyone, especially with me, you know, you're the one who makes sure this train keeps moving. So I want to make sure that you get the credit for that. But, you know, that is, I think, a big part of it for me too, is that consistency was something that, was a big part of what I wanted to get moving. And whatever happened after that, I think was, you know, that was kind of gravy. We never really had a plan other than there is a group of people out there. I know there is, who are Nintendo dads, and let's serve them. So that's kind of,
yeah. I remember I was excited to,
oh, hang on. Is that just me?
Give it a shot.
Justin is, by the way, Justin is on, you know, hotel internet.
I met, there was some like mindedness of who we were and some commonalities that we shared. I think just to give it.
Wouldn't be episode 100 without bad Skype crap. Okay. Sorry, go ahead. If you need to turn your video off, by the way, that's okay. I may have to
we bump again.
Okay. We'll try one more time.
I think it was just, I think when I met you and we're going to play a sound clip from Sean Capri here in a couple of moments, talks a little bit about our backstory, which is kind of funny. But just know, getting to meet you and actually kind of understanding who you were and knowing there was a lot of like-mindedness and I think creativity and passion. And I think I was just excited to do a very cool project. And everything that has happened since then, I don't think we would have ever expected to happen. I don't think it was like, by 6 months, we're going to have X amount of viewers and listeners and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we have really, I think we've been really, I'm going to use the word blessed, I think, over the last 2 years to do what we're doing right now with the community of supporters and fans and amazing friends and guests that we've met over the last 2 years to be able to do this. And I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
I could babble on forever. And we probably will for the rest of this episode because it's very, very navel gazing. But Jesse, what about you, buddy? When Zach called you and was like, hey, you want to do this thing? You know, where are we now? How do you feel?
I don't exactly remember, you know, back then. I knew I was interested. You know, we knew each other from VG Tribune roundtable, and I listened to Alex J. I met him through Infendo Radio initially when he and the VG Tribune crew ran that. I was the fan
before the great fallout of Infendo Radio back then.
The first fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I got into podcasting in the first place. At that point, I found out that, you know, I started writing for VG Tribune, and then we started up a podcast and did that for a few years, and then that kind of fell flat because it never really took off. I don't remember what our listeners count were, but I don't think they ever got three digits. So it wasn't a big deal to just say, that was fun. Let's try it. And then when Zach said, hey, I got another show idea, I said, sure, let's give it a try.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think at the time too, there was some chatter of like, cause VG Tribune was really trying to like, I think, wasn't that around the same time that Will and Roger had kind of taken over as co-editor.
Yeah, and Matthew did a complete revamp of the display interface.
Yeah, and
that might have been a year before that.
I remember thinking like we were really like, okay, if we're gonna do this, let's actually do it. Let's find our voice. Let's find something going on. And so that really felt right. And so yeah, it was cool. I'm really excited. Oh, having a little mug root beer for Justin. Nice.
Remember when our shows used to be sponsored by Barks or Mug Root Beer? Neither do I.
Nope.
And then I do remember like when our listener counts got to like 200. We were like, oh wow, we didn't think we'd even get this big.
Yeah.
And now we're
really surprised. Now it just grows and we're happy with it.
Yeah, we're pleased. So yeah, it's awesome, you know, and it's been a good ride. And here's a question, and I don't know, Justin, I don't have these questions in front of me, but is there a future related question, or can I just ask a follow-up from this question?
I think the question is, are you guys going in a different direction? I don't really know if we had enough of a direction plan to know if we're going in a different direction, Paul. I'll be very honest with that. The follow-up question was, what's been your best and worst guest on the show?
Oh, right. Okay, so let me answer that first question. As far as the direction, I think that we have always been... Our aim has always been to go where the fans want us to go, right? And so, and I think that that has been part of our secret to success is that we kind of have, I know me personally, I have an idea of who is, or of what sounds good, what sort of, you know, what kind of a show do I want to have quality wise, and what's the feel that I want. And I think that that's more what I've focused on. And then if people want specific stuff out of us, then we just get good polish on that. It's kind of been my take. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, best and worst guests. I don't know. What about you guys? What do you think? I'm going to look at our guest list here. I'm going to go through our archive.
I think it's tough to pull out a best and worst. And I don't want to say worst, right? I think each guest, brings a lot. This is very dad-ish, right? Like, everyone's pretty and everyone's special. I think there's been times where we've had guests on that have just been like, I'm not going to call them out, or I'm going to call them out, but having Roger and Josh on, they are both the best and worst guests at the same time.
Because it has been awesome. Go ahead.
They have this relationship, the two of them. If you've ever listened to any of Roger's stuff or Josh's stuff, they're fantastic. We love them. They're good friends of the show. But they have such a genuine friendship that they kind of know how to pick at each other. So what a lot of the guests, or what a lot of people don't hear, is like just before we're getting ready to record, we're kind of getting everyone settled in, we're doing some mic checks, we're kind of talking. Roger will kind of poke at Josh a little bit, and Josh will kind of get spun up and a little bit excited, and he'll poke back at Roger, and they'll kind of just like, they kind of feed off each other, this energy. So like, as you're kind of trying to bring the show in, that can be a bit challenging. And I know that it was funny because I know we had them on the guests for guests when I was in Ireland, and that was very deliberate, kind of like, I kind of wanted to throw that at you guys. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this, you are. But we love having them on. We've never had a bad guest, in my opinion. We've had just, and you know, the interesting part about the guests too, is we got to a point recently, like I remember our first guest was Richard Blake, who wrote.
No, before that.
Scott Johnson.
Scott Johnson was the first. And actually, yeah. I was going to say, for me, as far as the most important guest for me was Scott Johnson. He was the very first guest that we had. But I remember specifically being so nervous when that was going on, because I've been listening to Scott Johnson since like before he started Frog Pants. He had like two podcasts. He had The Instance and he had Extra Life Radio. And I was listening to both of those podcasts, and he is the one who inspired me to get into podcasting. And yeah, so,
which is also how you and I connected, was through Scott.
Yeah. Through the morning stream, right. Just being fans on Facebook together, or Twitter. And for me, that was huge for me. And it kind of, I think, set the tone of like, oh no, you know what? Like, we can be just as successful as he is. And I honestly believe that there's no reason not to. There's no reason that we can't be. It's just a matter of consistency and time and quality and like passion, all those sorts of things. That was really important for me. So,
yeah. So that was your favorite. I think the guest that I probably was probably the most excited about when we received a response back was actually Victor Lucas.
I figured it would be, yeah.
Yeah, because that for me, like just watching him growing up, watching him on TV, I was like, man, I would love to do that job. That guy is amazing. He just seems so genuine. He's Canadian. He was just like a staple in kind of my life, watching video game coverage in Canada. So when he came on and he agreed to do our show, like it blew my mind. And he's just a genuine, down to earth, really cool dad. I thought that was pretty incredible.
Same thing with Per Schneider, man. He was a cool one too, really early on.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that we've been relatively fortunate about is that when we ask a guest, they're usually pretty receptive.
Oh, yeah. It's either like very rare. Very rarely have we had any sort of like, no, it's always like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Like, have we ever been turned? The only one is like, Bill Trinan just doesn't respond.
He didn't say no. He just didn't say yes.
But he didn't. Exactly. But the interesting part is like even a little bit of inside baseball from the background, like from the producing side and contacting guests and developers and stuff like that. We've rarely ever had anyone turn this down. We've had the occasional conversation of like, hey, now doesn't work for me because my schedule's really tight. Can I come back to you guys in like 3 to 4 weeks or in a couple months? And yeah, absolutely. We just kind of do, I schedule a follow up email or a tweet and just kind of work our way through that. But we very rarely have had people who've said no. And that's a really, really cool thing. I thought, this year really became a weird opportunity where people were actually messaging us. It was like, I'd love to be on your show. I'd love to be a guest. And I thought that kind of felt like a little bit of a learning moment, I think, for us in some way as well. Jesse, how about yourself? Is there any kind of that really stood out for you?
Well, yeah. So I think to answer the slightly different question, which guest was I most excited about or most nervous about? I would actually say Andre. I've been listening to his stuff since before he got big. So even when he was a smaller channel, I basically found him, I think, while playing maybe Mario 3D Land. Because he put out these videos of him playing through each level, showing where all the secret stars were, or whatever the collectathon was in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Your three items are here, here, and here. And I did the same thing. Check, done it. Now I need 5-3. I find the 5-3 video. And, when I was needing to fill out the game more. So that's how I found him. So, I've been listening to his videos for a long time. And I'm not going to – actually, I don't even remember the specific name. But as for kind of the worst, it wasn't as much of a guest as – an interviewee. It was of a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know.
At the time, it sounded like they were almost ready to throw in the towel. It didn't look like they were going to be successful. They kind of phoned in the efforts, and in the end, they got the funds. I say that the only reason why they got the funds is because they were on our show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the Nintendo Dad's bump, as we refer to it. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing too. I think that I wouldn't necessarily say there are any really really bad guests that we've had. That one was close. I think that the most challenging thing for me is also something that's been surprising. A lot of times when we interview really big people, it's funny how I've noticed in myself just like, oh, I just kind of feel comfortable. Like, that's okay. Per Schneider, what's up, man? Scott, I think part of what made Scott Johnson such an important thing for me is because for me, I got really nervous with Scott Johnson and I don't really remember ever being nervous ever again. It's really weird that way. So,
I always commend you on your interview skills with our guests because you kind of just like roll in like, okay, who do we get on the docket? Miyamoto?
you're Skyping out so bad right now.
So what the hell do you do? Right, you just kind of have this casualness about your interview style.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn my video off.
There you go, that's better. That one's for posterity. We're going to clip that one out. I think part of it honestly is my training as a therapist too, right? Like that is part of needing to be able to put people at ease and have good conversation skills and stuff like that. And
I am the exact opposite of that, where I try to avoid talking directly with the general public as much as I can.
I guess the other one that I would say as far as favorites. Yeah. The other favorite that I do have actually is I really am excited and glad. And I'm not just saying this because I know that he listens. And Justin, you mentioned it before, but Josh Thomas, I watched his Animal Crossing videos like well before Animal Crossing ever came out or New Leaf ever came out over here. I literally would spend as that game kind of got closer. that probably like the 2 months before that game came out in North America, I would watch at least one or two of his video journals of him playing the Japanese version of that game, like one or two of those every day until that game came out. And I was so excited, and I thought that what he was doing was just hilarious and really helped me appreciate why, because I had played some Animal Crossing before, but I was like, I don't really, what's the deal here? And to be able to watch him get so excited about Animal Crossing and really appreciate the joy that can come from something that on the surface seems really kiddie and whatever, and I was skeptical about it, but I really have enjoyed his content for a long time, and so that was another one, another big one for me. And for him to be such a good friend of the show now, I think is just, I love that. That's so fun. So yeah. All right. So next question, or do we have another?
I think we should actually go to, because this question will kind of answer. If you could play Sean's clip, Sean's free.
I will do that right now.
Nintendo Dads, it's me, Sean Capri. Congratulations on your 100th episode, your centennial, your meter stick of podcasts, where meter is 100 centimeter. My favorite part about the show is that it's the end result of a beautiful and lovely Canadian nerdy rom-com. Two handsome fellas with a particular disposition towards plumbers and Mega Men meet at a Tim Hortons, profess their love for one another, and 9 months later, a podcast is born. Then Uncle Jesse moves in to help the two lovebirds and their growing family. But in all seriousness, I look forward to your show each and every week. I love Retro Rewind. I actually think a Retro Rewind was the first episode I ever listened to. And meeting you guys, Justin and Zach, in person was a real honor. I'm so happy to call you all my friends. And, well, that is all. So, bye-bye.
Oh, that's awesome. I actually hadn't heard that. I didn't listen to that one beforehand.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
I had, so I knew it was coming.
Oh, that's so funny.
Of course, it's Sean Capri from We the Gamercast. We the Gamercast. If We Ran Nintendo, Netflix and Chill, I think he's doing.
Is he really? I don't know if he does a show called Netflix and Chill, but no, he calls it Nerdflix and Chill.
Nerdflix, there it is. Yeah, sorry, Sean.
I'm sure he does Netflix and Chill too. I mean, the guy's married, so I mean,
he's
I'm
got
sure
a baby on the way now.
Yeah, dude, congratulations to that.
That actually kind of feeds into our next question, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
Which is from Mike BC, and he says, "We need an origin stories. How'd y'all meet? How did Nintendo Dads come a thing?" So that's why I wanted to play Sean's clip first. To give some context.
So we kind of talked about that, right?
Yeah, Zach, do you want to kind of just give some quick 2-minute overview?
Yeah, so basically, again, you and I were both, did you reach out to me? I think you did.
Yeah.
Because I would not have had that sort of initiative. So, yeah, you reached out to me and, you know, we had kind of, I kind of want to get your take on this because I've never really heard, what motivated you to contact me? Because I don't remember. Like, I don't know really what the motivation was there. Was it just because you followed me on Twitter, or what was that?
We had kind of had some background conversations on Twitter. I think we were just having some chats about some stuff. I think I was looking at your profile, some of the tweets you sent out, some of the photos. And I was like, there seems to be a lot of commonality between what I, you know, my common interest and what his common interest is. You know what, he seems to be a guy who's interested in podcasting. Let's see where that goes. Like, let's just, you know, let's meet.
Because you had done a podcast before, project, right?
Yeah, and it really didn't get off the ground well. It wasn't having much success. And so I just wanted to kind of give this a shot. So I literally reached out to you. I was like, hey, you appear to do a lot of things that I do, and we should meet and chat it out. And that was literally it. And so it was a meet it at Tim Hortons and see what happens. Weird kind of situation.
And like, I listened to your episode on We the Gamercast with Sean. And if you frame the whole thing as this weird sort of like bromance date thing that we, right? Like, it's funny because in retrospect, that's exactly what happened, right? There was no romance involved, but that is every other, like the story beat from a rom-com. It's exactly that, which is super weird in retrospect. But at the time I was like, oh yeah, sure. Whatever. That's cool. Yeah, let's go. And I don't know, I'm working close to a Tim Hortons, so let's go meet there. And then we just, you know, at the time I had just graduated too. So it was kind of like a really good timing for me because I was like, hey, I'm not writing my thesis anymore. I need something to do, you know? And it was really good timing. And, yeah, so it was, and then we just kind of said, okay, well, what kind of show would we do if we did one? And again, I think we mentioned before, right? Like we wanted to find that unserved niche. So, yeah, I don't know. And then again, we asked Jesse after, and Uncle Jesse moved in, and the rest is history. So,
yeah, it really was this kind of weird, just happenstance. And yeah, it's been like, you know, it's always interesting because people always think that you and I knew each other for like went to high school together, grew up together. But I think it's just part of our chemistry that works as well.
Yeah, totally. Like it's I don't know what it is. It's destiny or something. The big Goomba in the sky. I don't know. We'll see. We'll whatever that means. But yeah, I think the other thing for me, because I had done a lot of podcasts before, but it kind of eventually you'd get the pod fade, right? After a few months, it was like, okay, what's going on? And I think what made the, what do you, I don't know. I'm interested. What do you think the difference has been, Justin?
Why this hasn't pod faded?
Yeah. What got us through the pod fade? You know, how did we get out of the atmosphere and into actual interstellar travel? Like, how did we break through? Sure. The, you know what I mean?
I actually think like the secret sauce of this show is actually the fact that there are three of us.
Yeah.
Because I think it holds everybody accountable in some context. It's kind of like I always make the analogy of it's kind of like working out or going to the gym. If it's like I'm going to go to the gym by myself, I'm probably not going to go. But if I have someone who's going to like drag me or be like, hey, we should go together. OK, that's probably, you know, we can probably go, but one of us will probably influence the other one that we shouldn't do it. But if there's three of us, it's like a group exercise. So everybody feels committed to it in a weird context.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's part of it. And I also think having three of us has also allowed for us to say, hey, I'm going to have a week off or I can't be here. You guys can still do the show.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I think it's that continuation. And I think one of the things that we were very determined about was I didn't want us to be like, oh, every once in a while let's put out a podcast. We were determined of like, we're going to record on Wednesdays. We're going to put them out on Thursdays. That's our show, right? Like it became a regimented schedule in our timings in our life that it was just part of something that you did. And I think that's probably what helped us kind of get through some of that push. And I think to be honest, it wasn't too far on when we began to get feedback from our community. People who were like, holy cow, I'm a Nintendo dad too. And you're just like me. But I think hearing some of the reactions from the communities and the fans, I think probably helped spur that on as well, that we were obviously touching people and there seemed to be something they were connecting with. And yeah, I think, I don't know. That's my opinion on it though.
Yeah. I think another piece for me as well is that very early on, there's a difference between making an enjoyable show for the listener and then making an enjoyable show. Like, I feel like I've always kind of tried to be, you know, have fun and whatever, but this is the first show that I really have given myself permission to turn it up to 11 and say things that are, you know, like really say things that I maybe wouldn't say otherwise. You know what I mean? Like, it's not completely, it's like my personality, but like in concentrated form, right? Right. Where it's like, no, if I don't talk and if I'm not outgoing and say things right now, and try and have as much fun as possible, it's going to, you know, nobody else is going to fill that time. And so for me too, I think part of it is being able to find the right tone to make it enjoyable to come back week after week after week. And as much as I actually think the opening music for me, and again, this is just me, the opening music for me is like, all right, whatever is going on, the opening music now, I'm ready for the podcast. So, yeah, anyways.
It's like a palate cleanser for your brain.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Jesse, what about you? Is there anything specific that you think as far as like things that have helped us push out past the atmosphere?
I agree that the three of us being as consistent as we can has helped. And I think definitely the community.
Yeah.
And especially after we opened up line chat and we're
had been awesome.
Multiple ways of talking with our fans. And, you know, and hearing what they have to say and then listening to us. And in multiple, in all the channels has helped keep things together.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. So very cool. Okay, we got another audio clip here.
Yeah, why don't we go to, let's go to Matt G.
Matt G. With, wait, where, what did I label Matt G?
Oh, geez.
Matt, oh, from Nintendo Podcast System?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. All right, I found it.
Hey guys, Matt here from Nintendo Podcast System. A massive congratulations to the Nintendo Dads for reaching the 100th episode of their show. I think that I speak for every fan that there really isn't quite a podcast like this one here. In general, even. I was about to say Nintendo, but even in general. Not only do all three bring their own personality and opinions to the table, but they also talk about how Nintendo may impact families, how... which I think is something that I don't really hear all that often from other shows. And I think that's important to take into account because Nintendo is this family-friendly company. So it's good that they give their opinion on this matter as well. And they're just generally great guys. When I went on there, even though I was completely nervous and a bit of a prick towards the end, I think. They were just so nice. Their community is just fantastic. Really great guys. So again, as a fan and fellow podcaster who... and continue to learn from these guys. Congratulations to the Nintendo Dads for their 100th episode, and here's to many more fantastic episodes to come.
Awesome. Right on. Well, thanks, man. That is, Matt, thanks. That's sweet. And,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting as I think about it. It's weird to me, and it is weird to me that it's like, oh, in general, you know, we are that Nintendo, like in general, a good podcast, not just like, oh, like, yeah, it's a, you know, as far as Nintendo goes, it's pretty, pretty good. But like in general, like what I appreciate hearing that. And it's just cool to think that we are actually achieving the quality that we're striving for. So thanks. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I don't think he was a prick on our show either. I don't know.
No. Nope. Maybe he just, yeah. No, not at all.
General comment.
No, and so. You know what? And if he was, I'm sure that we also are usually we're pricks on our own show. Yeah. So it's fine.
Cool. gonna go into the mailbag. Mailbag comes from Eric Plunk, actually our Patreon. Eric says, "Will you all be wearing tuxedos for the big 100?" Eric, I don't. Here's the deal: we are not wearing tuxedos. However, I knew that you would ask this question, and I knew I was not going to be able to pull a tuxedo suit out of my backpack. But what I did do, for those of you that are on the live stream, I pulled
your video. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
Maybe. It's loading now, I think, because I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
Now it's loading.
I did bring a tuxedo shirt.
Nice.
Did bring a tuxedo shirt, and I put it on. I was gonna wear it for the show to look really formal, and I realized that either a couple things have happened. Either I have shrunk the shirt or I have got fatter since I bought the shirt.
Oh, it's totally the first one.
Thank you. I hope so. But I brought it. I literally, Eric Plunk, brought this from another country to the east side of the U.S. to have it on camera to show you that, yes, sir, we listen to how awesome you are. And there's my tuxedo shirt.
Beautiful.
There.
Cool. That's awesome.
All right. Let's head back over to our voicemails. Let's go to Dave.
Hey, Nintendo Dads, and congratulations on your 100th episode. Dave from Character Crunch here. Just want to call in or send this voicemail MP3 in to say I'm so amazed you guys made it to episode 100. I've been listening since whatever episode you guys had Scott Johnson on, and I've loved the show since. And I've loved crashing episodes because Justin lets me. Thanks, Justin. Anyway, I had a fun question and thing that you guys could do on the show. I want you guys to pick one game from each Nintendo home console that you want remade from the ground up. So one from the NES, Super Nintendo, all the way to the Wii U for the NX. Not an HD remaster, not Wind Waker HD, not Twilight Princess HD. I'm talking about like a full-blown remake of an original game. The only rules you guys have is you guys can't both pick the same game for each console. You guys all have to pick something else. And do this off the top of your heads, guys, because that'll be fun. And congratulations again on your 100th episode. And I'll hopefully see you guys, talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Sweet. Thank you, Dave. That's awesome. Okay, so for each one, so what does that make? NES, SNES, 64, GameCube, Wii U. Okay, can we cut it off at the Wii U? Because we're doing like full remakes, right? So
yeah, and let's not go too deep as to why. Just like let's give them.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so for me, I'm gonna go first with NES. I don't know. Is that fair? Okay. Is that okay with everybody? Yep. Oh shoot! Except I don't have one.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we each take a system, or else we're gonna be here forever. You go NES first, or I can go NES.
Go for it.
Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know what? I was just out. I was out at my dad's. When I was down there, Justin, over Thanksgiving, and he has like this huge setup of all these retro systems. He's got an NES, SNES, Genesis, and a 64 all plugged into it, like a CRT TV. He had TMNT, like the game. And so we played it, and that game is not as good as I remembered, but it's still pretty good.
What? That's why I want it redone.
Yeah. Redo it. That would be so good.
Can you do one for the SNES there, Zach?
Go for it.
For Nintendo if he doesn't.
Okay, go for it.
I'd like to see Final Fantasy VI redone.
Yeah, I figured you would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome.
I know Square's already doing Final Fantasy VII, and therefore we'll probably never see Final Fantasy VI.
Did they remake, because I know they did the 3D remakes of like Final Fantasy, like some Final Fantasy games. They haven't done that for 6 yet, have they?
No, they did a DS remake in 3D using 3D polygonal graphics for Final Fantasy 3, 4, and 5, I think.
But not 6.
They stopped doing DS releases on 6 and apparently did it something similar and went with iOS and mobile releases. And apparently they're crap.
Oh, okay. No, that would be awesome. And would you want it like?
I wanted the C6 on a DS in 3D. That would have been fun.
Would it? You know what? You know what'd be fun is if they gave it the Link Between Worlds treatment, where like so it's still that sort of top down look to it, you know, but it's all sort of like 3D as well. I would love to see that.
I basically wanted to hear, see what they would do with the Opera House scene. You know, with full voiceover.
Oh, that'd be so good.
And having 3D spannable sets.
Yeah.
They could really go all out with that scene.
That'd be awesome. Okay, for 64, I have two options, probably because one is not really, wouldn't really be a remake. It would be more of like, I want to see the return of the Pokemon Stadium franchise. Specifically on a home console. And I think tomorrow morning we'll know if that's even necessary, you know, or if it's like a handheld or whatever, you know, with the NX. But the idea of being able to play Pokemon battles on your TV is something that has not really happened for a long time. And I think that would be something really awesome for them to bring back. So that's one. And the other one would be, I know a lot of people are going to say no to this, but I think they could polish it. Is Donkey Kong 64. And I think that with that,
I can see that,
right, but really give it some good polish, and you know, it's got a great cast of characters, a great world. There's a lot of really cool stuff in that game, and if they were to tone down the collect-a-thon stuff and maybe add some additional content in there, I think that'd be really cool. So yeah. GameCube. What do we think?
I didn't have a GameCube, guy, so I don't really have a good opinion on this one. So does anyone else want to jump here?
I've been trying to think, and I haven't been able to come up with something.
I can use one that's just being trendy right now, and it's Beyond Good and Evil.
What? How is that trend? That's trendy? Am I like out to lunch here?
With an announced sequel? Yeah, it is.
Is it? Oh, see, I'm
and rumored is it could be an X, maybe exclusive, maybe timed exclusive.
See, I've never played a Beyond Good and Evil game ever. So,
well, I think there's only been one.
See, but, and I've never played it.
I'm sounding like
an old man right now.
I have the remastered version on PS3 because it was free for PS Plus 1 month, and I think I got maybe half hour into it, and I'm like, yeah, I can see why this is a good game, but it didn't really click with me.
Yeah. I think a GameCube game,
Mike in the line chat has a nice, has a good suggestion. Eternal Darkness.
Oh, dude. Yes. How did I not immediately jump to that? No, absolutely. That is absolutely what I think they should do. Yes. A million times. Yes. And then 64, Wii. I don't know any Wii games. I feel like that's getting too close for a like a full remake.
Yeah, that feels a little too tight.
I feel like, I don't know. Just give us Galaxy 3. That's all I want. Just do that. Yeah. So
what was that game? All the game is kind of Monopoly like, that has Mario and Dragon Quest characters in it.
Fortune Street.
I'd like to see a sequel to that.
I've never played that. No, I never did.
I think it was only a European release, wasn't it?
No, it came out in North America.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
Yeah. All right. Any other?
When I was at E3, of all the games I demoed, I considered that my game of E3 because that one sucked me in, and I played that one for probably 2 hours one day.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Moving on to our next question.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Okay, this comes from Timothy. Timothy says, since starting the podcast, what's been your favorite game you've reviewed? Which game did you enjoy watching your kids play the most? And what has frustrated you the most about the podcast, but what is also the best? Let's start off with what's your favorite game that you guys have reviewed, and which game did you enjoy playing most with your kids? I'll go first. That has been Splatoon, and that's on both accounts.
Yeah. Okay, so favorite game that I reviewed, that is hard. That is a lot harder than I expected. I definitely agree that Splatoon is up there, but I feel like Woolly World is for watching my kids play it. Like, I definitely, like, my son got so sucked into that game, and it's such a, I had a lot of fun playing through that with him. Probably more than just about any other game as far as a couch co-op with your kids, you know? That one in particular was really, really fun. I don't know. What about you, Jesse? Anything as far as favorite games?
Well, I haven't reviewed many games. I kind of left it purposely that way because I'm lousy at reviewing games. Because if I don't like a game, I stop playing it. You know, I don't feel like I can review a game I don't like if I stop. And what's the fun in reviewing all the games you do like?
Okay, so let's say not formally reviewed, but just like with it since starting the show, like as far as games that you've played, and talked about on the show.
Now you're making me think. I think Tokyo Mirage Sessions is up there.
Okay,
you know, I've been, you know, it's been said before, I'm a big Persona fan, at least the 3 and 4, and this is along those lines, and I'm looking forward to Persona 5 next year.
Cool.
Though I did hear they're bringing back the you talk to the demons and negotiate their friendship, if that's the right word. I don't know, similar to what they did in Shin Megami Tensei 4 and earlier.
Oh, really?
I'm not a fan of that.
That's gross.
Hopefully it isn't as nasty. There's apparently power-ups you can do that helps the negotiations lean your favor.
Huh.
I'm not sure how that works yet, but I heard Sarin on NWR talking about it.
Interesting. Very cool.
The follow-up question was, what has frustrated you the most about the podcast, but what is also the best? I will tell you what has frustrated me the most. Skype.
Yeah.
I think the Retro Rewind sometimes get the best of me on games where I can't get far in.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's a good point.
The Castlevania episode, I was actually going to ask to bow out, but that was also the episode that Zach was gone. So I'm like, I kind of have to be here now.
You know, I think, and transparency. I was going to say something about transparency, but we're going to be transparent, and we are going to be in the new year. We're going to be making changes to the Retro Rewind format. One of the big issues that we've had with Retro Rewind is that sometimes we pick a game that you really cannot play in a month.
And it's bigger than a bread box.
It's big. Yeah, exactly. Like our Earthbound review, for example, both of, like, I think all three of us, we maybe got to the second town or something like that. And we're like, crap, we got to do an episode about this. Let's pull some history, you know, stuff like that. But it's, so we're going to be making some changes there to really make it as good as it can be. But I would agree that that is something that's been really challenging for sure. Another thing for me that's been challenging is going back to school and having sometimes very heavy workloads at school and then literally feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I can give Nintendo Dads one night a week. And there have been a couple of times, I'd say probably about a month ago, after we did the show, I was like, you guys, I might have to just like bow out. I might need to step down or whatever. And then I was like, the next week I was like, oh, no way. I don't think I can do that. Right. And so like when it gets really crazy, it's hard to balance, but I honestly can't see myself not doing this show. Like, I just can't see myself like bowing out or anything like that. Like the show must go on. It must continue. So that for me has been a really big challenge, especially lately. But, you know, again, like I said, kudos to you two for kind of like taking the, you know, it's a team effort for sure. So,
yeah, along those similar lines, not specifically to the show, but just in life in general, having three teenagers and me and none of them having a driver's license.
Yeah.
That means I am dad taxi more often than I'm working on some days.
Oh, a dad taxi was my favorite. That one of my favorite games on the GameCube, the sequel to Crazy Taxi. Oh, mm-hmm, so good. Yeah. Where you go and drive, you drive, yeah, you drive to the school and pick up your kids and then drive them to soccer practice. It was so good.
Are we there yet?
So the follow-up question.
I love the idea of the game Dad Taxi. Actually, like, there's a mechanic surrounding, like, are we there yet? And just like a rage meter building every time. Yeah,
don't make me turn this around.
Yeah, push X to say, don't make me turn this around. Oh, nice.
The I guess the follow-up question to that from Timothy is also, what's the best part?
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, the community. Honestly, the community. Like, it's not even a fair thing to be. I was thinking, my immediate response was the community, and then in my head I'm thinking, okay, is it really? Like, am I just patronizing them, or like, what's going on? But it honestly is. It's being able to do that and being able to keep the community and also just the connections that we've been able to make and being able to interview. Like, I got to sit down for an hour with the guy who owns the freaking Zelda Symphony and got to just sit there and hang out with him for like an hour and then go to the Zelda Symphony, you know, as a member of the press with my dad and my son, and all because of Nintendo Dads. That was awesome. And anytime that we get to do, you know, cool stuff as members of the quote, like, I'm using air quotes for the audio listeners, like, of the press, right? Like, that's really cool. And I think that's another big, big bonus for me. So what about you, Justin?
Justin, how about yourself?
That's another tough one. These questions are really good. I honestly can't think of anything that hasn't already been said. So,
cool. What about you, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think the community is tremendous. I think that's one of the big things that kind of like fills the bucket and keeps us moving. But I also kind of agree that, like, I guess the relationships that we fostered beyond just kind of like listeners, right? Like, you know, I think we have amazing people in our line chat and our Patreon and our fans and our emails that come in that aren't just like, I'm a fan. Like, they genuinely are people that we have relationships with,
yeah,
and know, right, and care about, and like, hey, congratulations, your baby was born, or hey, and nice job on losing the 20 pounds.
Yeah. And other podcasters, you know, we talk all the time, yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so these are relationships with fans and other content creators, which is just amazing. And I think the other thing that's, I think the best part of it is that, like,
I think like we didn't know, the three of us didn't know each other 2 years ago, and these are people that I talk to every single week on the internet, doing a really ridiculous show that we kind of have fun with, that we don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that's a really cool thing. That's been really tremendous.
Totally. All right, next.
Speaking of cool things, relationships and friendship on the internet, let's go to Marty.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Marty calling to congratulate you on 100 episodes. Yay! No, really, guys, you are the best. Y'all are my favorite Nintendo podcast. You are not only great podcast hosts and a great source of information, but you're great guys. Love getting to know you guys while we did Reactor Radio, and I wish you nothing but success in the future. And by now, hopefully, that you will be able to have 200 episodes or 300 episodes or 400 episodes or 500 episodes. I could just keep going, but I won't. Congratulations, guys. You deserve all the success, and I just hope that you continue to grow. I will continue to listen. Happy 100, guys. See ya.
Aw, Marty. Come back to the land of the podcasters, man. Oh, man, he's awesome. Thanks, Marty.
One of the other shows I do listen to is getting close to 500, and that's incredible.
Whoa, that's crazy, dude. Yeah, right on. That's so cool. Right on.
This next question kind of feeds off of actually a little bit of Marty's commentary. This is from Gary, who did our sound clip at the very beginning. He says, looking into the future, what guests would you guys like to have on the show, and how would you like to expand the show in the future?
Theme parks.
And I guess.
TV deals. No, I don't know. Sorry, what were you saying? Sorry, Justin.
I was going to actually say, I think beyond the show, I would almost – we've had this question before, actually, and I from another chat, and I want to kind of almost blend the questions. But it's not just expanding the show, but I would actually use the word our brand, right? Like, so what? How would you want to do it? So I guess I'll take a pause there and ask, who do you want to get on the show in the future?
For me, they're kind of different questions as far as, like, let's tackle the who we want to be on the show first. I would love to have Scott Johnson back. I feel like that would be something really cool to invite him back. Maybe it would be fun to have him. I wonder. Yeah. So having him back, maybe, you know, once the NX is announced, I think we might have an easier time getting a bunch of people back. Or maybe it'll be a lot harder depending on if they're Nintendo specific or not. But I think it would be really fun to have him back. I still want, you know, I would love to have, we've had some interviews with different developers. I would love to talk to the people at Yacht Club Games. We haven't done that yet. So the people specifically, like the Shovel Knight people, I would love that. I don't know. What are you thinking? Justin, you have any thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, if we're grabbing for the stars here, I'd love to have Miyamoto on the show.
Oh, dude.
I'd love to have Bill Trennan on the show.
I would love to go to E3, actually.
Yes.
I think that, you know what, we haven't talked about this, but there is, between graduation and actually starting a job, there I am going to have some limbo time, probably around that time next year. That would be awesome. I don't know if I'll be able to afford it, but if I can, that'd be sweet. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, right? Last year, I mean, you know, a little bit of inside baseball for those of you that don't know, we were asked if we would like to go to E3 last year so we were unable to do it. It was a little bit of short notice for families, but it was a pretty tremendous opportunity. We'd love to be there for sure. The other ones I have in here, you know what I'd love to actually have on a guest? I'd love to have either Jose or Brian from Nintendo Voice Chat on.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
so.
And kind of a little bit not less Nintendo-y as terms of, well, he doesn't have a podcast, but he has a YouTube channel where he does talk about a lot of Nintendo topics. Is Loxton. I don't know if you've heard of them. Formerly known as Noggin. It's kind of a Matt Pattish type of channel.
What in the hell words did you just say? some of the not pot. Anyways.
Loxton, formerly okay. known as Noggin.
Okay. Are these hobbits?
No.
Sorry.
So he's got a game, you know, a theory-ish channel like
okay,
like
cool. Matt, okay, cool.
And game theorists. He's amusing to watch.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, and you know the interesting part is we actually our Patreon people tell us actually who they want us to have on too, and we have actually had in the last couple of months people names submitted to us, and we have actively gone out to ask them for guests, and some of them are able who respond to like I'd love to be on here. Actually, Jason was a great example recently. Actually, even Derek from Game Explain was an example of that. People asked for us, so yeah, we try.
Yeah,
we try.
Yeah, and I like again. We always joke about it, but Trinan, honestly, like that'd be sweet. That'd be cool.
Yep.
As far as like
the second,
sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say the second part question. Of the.
You go ahead, Jack. You go ahead.
You've got the question in front of you, so you say it.
As for the second part of the question, how would you like to expand the show in the future?
I think going to E3 and doing more. I don't know really like what the best format is. Like we said before, I feel like we, as much as possible, try and go in the direction that the community would like us to go. And so, I would like to do whatever I would like to flip the question around on you guys. So tell us, but, in reality too, I don't think about the direction that I want to go in terms of Nintendo Dads. I think of it more as, like you were saying before, Justin, like as in our brand, not as in like Nintendo Dads, but as in us. And like, what are we doing? Like I teased this probably like a month and a half ago, and it's getting way longer, taking way longer to get started, but I'm starting up this other podcast with a classmate of mine about psychology and mental health and stuff like that. And so that is kind of where I would like to go, honestly. Is and not just that I'm doing a million shows, because that's not feasible. I can only really see myself doing like two shows maybe, but inviting other people and kind of I don't know, just that we've got a great community and family of podcasters and stuff online here, and I think that the more we kind of cross-pollinate, the better. And I think that the more we can expose our audience to other great stuff out there, I'm happy about that. So yeah, so that's kind of where I think. And then again, just making more stuff and doing, I don't necessarily want to make more stuff, I want to make better stuff, if that makes sense, right? To really increase our quality on, you know, stuff like YouTube and getting a good part of the reason why our audio show is the quality that it's at is because we figured out a way that works to make it a really high quality show very easily. And I think finding a good workflow for our other stuff, you know, for video, for all that sort of stuff, and really getting it so up to the level that other people are doing, you know, getting green screens if we need to, or whatever we're going to do. So that'd be cool too. I don't know. What about you, Justin?
World domination.
Yes. Oh, well, that was a given. Right,
it's reasonable, right? Yeah, I mean it's interesting, right? I don't know if we say it on the show as much, but like running this brand, which is now what it really is, it's transitioned into a brand, right? Is very much running a small company, is running a small business with three people,
with very low income
nonetheless, but it's a lot of work, right? There's a lot of strategic planning. There's a lot of things that kind of happen unexpectedly, right? I'm sitting at home. Most of you know I work from home, or I travel a lot. I'm working from home, and the doorbell rings, and open up the door. There's a FedEx guy, and open up a package, and it's a video game from Nintendo that we are reviewing now, right? So, okay, we've got to start creating content for it. And I don't want this to sound like a woe is us. Woe is, you know, we have a hard knock life, but that ability to kind of like still be able to do our 40-hour work week jobs that we all love and enjoy, and also still really provide a lot of dedicated time here. And I think we've seen our brand expand. I think we've seen a lot of content now going into YouTube for us, right? That becomes a bit of a stream. But I mean, I love the fact that, you know, being able to connect and I think to your point, Zach, cross pollinate, right? Like, you know, when Nintendo news breaks for me, one of the first places I go, or there's a new trailer up, I go to YouTube and I check like Game Explain, right? Mm-hmm. And they just do such a bang up job of stuff. It's like, that's the go-to. That's the standard. So to be able to create content like that, but again, I think creating content that we're proud of, that I think, and also fits in our niche market, but I also think that our fans want, right? That our fans enjoy and drive, and driven by the community. I think you're right to flip, like, where do you want us to go, right? We'll continue to be there. And I think the other thing when I step back and think of the Nintendo brand is sustainability, and maybe that sounds very corporate-y, but like the inevitable truth of this is at some point in the future, right, these three people who are on the screen are going to leave, right? Whether it's time commitment, something doesn't work, and new people have to come in. And eventually in 5 or 6 years from now, these three people who you currently see may not be on the show. But are we creating a brand and a sustainability where in 6 years from now, these are different hosts, but they have the same mission statement?
Yeah, the community continues on, yeah.
Yeah,
and then they'll reach episode 400 for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that for me is I think something that when I think of a person who creates something, I think that's something that's very valuable and very, very important. I think, you know, interestingly enough, IGN just celebrated their 20th anniversary, right? Yeah. When they started 20 years ago, they probably didn't think they'd be where they are now. So I don't know where we're going to be or what this show is.
What I hear you saying, Justin, is in the words of Walter White, we're in the empire business. Is that
sure? Yeah, just like that. But I mean, I think, you know, and I don't want to get too deep on this error, but a lot of the ways that our brand is shifting has been not necessarily driven by us, but driven by our community. Like, I mean, YouTube's a great example. We weren't originally in the YouTube space, right? But we heard people saying like, hey, you guys should be on YouTube, make some videos. We use it as a contingency backup, and now that becomes spot we go, right? You know, recently we've actually had to lean into some fans and help us get some reviews done because we don't have the capacity, right? So now we're expanding our network for help to get things done as well. I think that's a really interesting spot for us to be in. And even when we don't have a host, like when I was in Ireland for almost a month, we had guest hosts step in and it's not an issue.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that begins to think about the sustainability and that brand and that network and that community that help hold this show up. The show is not you, me, and Jesse. The show is something a little bit bigger than us that people seem to be focused on, and that we're just really happy to kind of be riding it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, we've discovered something for sure.
That was probably way too deep for that question.
I was going to say, did everybody know that Justin is a corporate trainer? Did everybody know that? Because just with that language that he's got there, it's very cool.
Catch that?
Well, you know, with, you know, he in the business world, I'm in the business world. We have a business way of thinking of things, even though, you know, we're still talking about games and fun, but it's still, we have a business mindset as well.
And then I'm just like, I'm coming in, I'm like this like cushy therapist. Oh, let's just, you know, everybody feel good or whatever, right? I don't know.
Talk about your feelings.
I'm just going to talk about stuff and be fun. I don't know. That's the kind of therapist people like.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, like crippling depression and anxiety and things like that. You know, anyway.
Jesse, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that? Or are you good?
No, I'm good. I don't think I could follow that.
Very cool.
That's fair. That's
agreed.
Hey, Zach, how about we actually hear from Gary himself?
Yeah.
Nintendo Dads, it's Gary Gray. Congratulations on reaching episode 100, and thanks for making my Thursday morning walks to work a little bit more awesome. I'm really loving the retro rewinds at the minute, especially being a Patreon and having the line chat with all the other guys in there who are all awesome. You know, there's always constant chats every day. It's also helping us get through the drought of games and news at the moment, which will probably continue till about, what, 2024, which is around the time that Breath of the Wild will eventually be released. And we might also hear a little bit of news about the NX by then. So here's to another 100 episodes. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Oh, it's so true, dude. Awesome. It's man, it's funny. Actually, that just reminds me of the fight I got on Twitter. It wasn't really a fight, but I poked the bear big time last week on Twitter, basically saying NX is not coming until holiday 2017, and people came out of the woodwork, like the freaking like. The stakeholders will not, you know, the shareholders will not permit this, and you know they can't possibly manage to lose that much money and this and that. And I saw a lot of fear on Twitter of the possibility that might actually be true. Turns out it's probably not true, but yeah, that was funny. So but thanks again, Gary, for your for all the awesome help that you give to us on the show, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great example, right? Like, Gary's a fan of the show who enjoys what we're doing and then kind of reached out to us and said, I'd love to collaborate and work with you guys on something cool, right? And out of that came the Nintendo News System mini digital shorts that we have, right? And the redubs and the audio clips that you saw at the beginning. And what Gary's doing is he's taking a passion or something he really enjoys, a skill set, right? A competency, wanting to connect with us to help build something that he thinks the community would enjoy and he has a passion for it. And I think that's something that's really cool, right? Like we've created a platform and Gary gets exposure to his work gets exposure. We give credit to it. And it's creating a platform, I think, to help people get exposed. And I think that's a really cool spot for us to be in. I know I used the wrong choice of words there, you dummy.
Nintendo Dads does not endorse exposing yourself on the internet.
Kind of playing off of the joke he made about NX won't be around until 2024. Quag in the chat a while ago says, you know, happy 100, happy NX. Thanks for helping us drag through these past 18 months of Nintendo mediocrity.
Nice. Oh, that's sad. But it's – well, I also saw somebody in here. Again, they're dropping it on their 100th episode. So it'll probably go up around the same time. The two. Yeah. In fact, we could probably schedule them to go up at exactly the same time, but
I could.
But you know what? They can't. We don't want to upstage them. Yeah, we don't want to upstage them. Like, let's just leave them alone. As well, I do want to talk real quick just about the patrons, unless we have that later. But you guys are awesome. You're the best. Seriously. Anyways, maybe we'll come back to that, but.
I feel like you should. I feel like that was pretty thin.
The pay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That felt really
with all the lead up that I gave to that. To suddenly I really want to talk about the patrons, and you know, this is episode 100. You guys are awesome. The end.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. All right, because I think that was an interesting moment for our show as well.
Yeah, it was.
Zelda Drummer asks, "What was your favorite? What's your favorite Nintendo IP?" I'm gonna give you mine right now. I think I've mentioned it several times, Donkey Kong Country, so I'm gonna say Donkey Kong. But my new favorite IP is actually Splatoon.
That's a good one. Jesse, what about you?
Well, mine's gotta be the Legend of Zelda.
See,
I've been a fan of that since the beginning and still am.
You know, and see, I have a real There's a tie, I think, between the Pokemon series, specifically the older ones, like as far as nostalgia goes, that really is super nostalgic for me. And honestly, like as lame as it might be, just Mario. Like as far as just the iconic look of the character and all those sorts of things, I definitely feel like that is probably the most important and most my favorite franchise, which is hilarious because looking at the cover art, if you actually were to look at the cover art, you probably could guess what the answers to the three would be looking at that. Sorry. What were you going to say?
Yeah. I really would have thought that Pokemon would be up there for you, Zach, because you were so passionate about
yeah, it. It's, I think that one holds more nostalgia for me, but if I have to pick just one, it's really hard. Like it's, I think specifically.
Why I picked two.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'd say Mario and Pokemon. Yeah. So
if I were to pick a second one, I think I'd go with Pikmin. Even though when I started playing the Pikmin when it was new, I'm realizing this is a real-time strategy game. I don't like real-time strategy games, but I'm digging this.
Are you looking forward to the 3DS one?
I am. I'm curious to see if they can pull that off well.
You and everybody else.
That is something I am going to be checking out.
See, I'm really looking forward to that. I think I missed the show that we talked about that. Did I miss it? I think Nintendo Direct. Did. But I'm really looking forward to that.
That might have been the same day we did the Castlevania show. So yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to our next question from Brian Welch, the beard of America, because it's great. He said, what podcasts do you admire or enjoy? I know Justin and Zach have talked about listening to Scott Johnson. His other question we've actually responded to, but I'll put it out anyways. He said, how do you hope Nintendo Dads will grow or evolve? And I think we've kind of covered that a lot. Yeah. So I think we're good there probably. But what do you guys, other podcasts that you guys admire or listen to, aspire to be?
Let's see here.
Well, I got to open up my app and see what I listen to.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I will grab you. Actually, I'll talk to you about mine right now. I think so. One of the things I have enjoyed probably the most, I used to, when I listened to podcasts, I used to aspire. I used to be like, oh, wow, that's really incredible. You know, Scott Johnson's got his latest one out for Boop or for the morning stream. Wow, that's so awesome. But ever since doing the show and ever since creating and finding friends who are creating podcasts, when their stuff comes into my feed, I want to listen to that first. So games like podcasts like the Joys for Game podcast or the Toys for Game podcast, the Game Explain, If We Ran Nintendo, We the Gamercast, Mega Dads Live, Reactor Radio, Character Crunch. You know, these are all shows that are being made by friends of our show. And
can I say, We the Gamercast is something really special, I think. Like, there are a lot of podcasts out there, but I like the time that I spent with Sean on his podcast and the passion that he has. And he really, there's a level of genuineness and heart and just goodness that goes into his mm-hmm. show that I think is something special for sure.
Yeah.
So I totally, and I'm not just saying that 'cause we both live in Edmonton, like, He's it's part of it, but you know.
Sure. A couple other shows I add to that list also is GeekCast and the Nintendo Podcast System. Yeah. But again, these are examples of people who have become friends of our show that I'm really just excited to hear their stuff, right? Because I think when we hear our own friends do their content, it allows us to just have a different ear to it, I guess.
Yeah.
And feel like we're part, you know, it makes me feel like I'm more at the table with them in that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
As opposed to more of a viewer look.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as the other ones looking here, just because of time, I don't actually have a ton of time to listen to podcasts. But one really cool – so We the Gamercast is definitely one that everybody should be listening to. If you're not, what are you doing? Lately, because of shenanigans, I've been listening to NPR's Politics podcast, but that's more just because it's like watching a dumpster fire, you know. I don't know, it's just exciting and warm. also looking here, there's a couple of psychology podcasts. There's one from Australia called All in the Mind, and then there's one called Shrink Wrap Radio. It's like therapist stuff. And then a really awesome podcast that I've been listening to for a long time that is, it's a fictional radio it's like a radio cast, like an actual radio broadcast, but it's a fictional town. It's called Welcome to Night Vale. I don't know if anybody, if either gotcha. Of you,
it is great.
It's so good. I actually read the book, and it's like, it's so good. It's so weird. And it's just so good. I'm a big horror fan, and they kind of are like weird fiction, and it's right in that wheelhouse. So I love Welcome to Night Vale. So if you aren't listening to that, go. And that's the kind of, that's that show in in particular is one that you need to listen to from the beginning. And there are a ton of episodes, but you have to listen from the beginning. Otherwise you won't understand. You like it's a story and there's continuity there. So you got to go back
like
to
the old
one.
Serials.
Exactly. Yeah. Radio. Yeah, exactly. So it's very cool.
How many episodes are we talking about?
I think there's 100 episodes right now. They're on episode 96. And so there's a lot there, but it's really good. It's worth going through and listen to it at 1.5 speed or whatever. And, but it's really good. And the episodes are only half an hour, maybe, Justin, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's really, really good.
Another podcast I forgot to mention is all, All That Is Nerd.
Yeah, I actually gave a little nasty gram on Twitter to them earlier today after listening to their latest episode, at least it's the start of their latest episode.
Did you say a nasty gram?
Nasty gram.
Like
with
a,
an N.
Like a, okay, so like, okay, cool. I'll have to look that one up on Urban Dictionary later.
You ever heard of nasty gram?
No.
No, it's just a negative connotative
message. Okay,
anyway,
okay.
They were... They had a discussion about DLC, what's good, what's bad, and they mentioned Pokemon Picross as in the bad. And I'm like, no, I disagree.
Anyway, shots fired.
Yes. So most of what I have was said with you. Pretty much what the only thing that's left are more like non-gaming stuff. I don't think Game Explains Real Talk was mentioned. I have that. I have, RFN, not a kid-friendly show, but still amusing. Actually, Nintendo World Report has 3 podcasts. One is RFN, one is Connectivity, and the other is probably my favorite one that puts out an episode once a month, if we're lucky.
Oh, the Famicast?
It's a radio trivia podcast.
Right. Okay.
So they pick, every episode they pick 5 games. With each game they pick 3 audio tracks. You play the audio tracks and you're supposed to guess the game. So it's fun. And then there's I have one from a personal friend who goes back to high school called the Voice of Steve podcast.
Nice. So,
literally, I knew him in high school and I saw him on Facebook, said, "Hey, I got a podcast started." He did that six, seven years ago and I'm still listening to him.
Sweet.
Nice. Zach, let's head over to, I think, our last voice message from the Mega Dads crew.
All righty. Hang on. I'm in the wrong app here. Wait for it. I actually have one more before.
What do you?
A while ago, we asked for clips from our listeners, and Brian Welch sent us an audio clip. That was going to be included in a bumper, and now it's just he clipped it out. But here, I'll play this first.
Let's hear it.
exactly. Also, Brian Welch, just keep that beard being majestic. just keep basking. If every day, if I had that beard, I would just wake up and just bask in the glory of my own beard. Like, it's just great. So, right on. All right, see you guys later.
Peace out.
So he said that for our compilation that never made it in the compilation. I wanted to make sure to play that. That was actually from the Patreon only stuff, right? But
yeah.
Okay, so we're doing Mega Dads, right? Okay, let's do it.
Yep.
John and Adam from the Mega Dads here.
Oh, wait.
Hey guys, it's John and Adam from the Mega Dads here. We just wanted to congratulate you on your amazing coverage of the NX debut.
Ah. No, that didn't happen at.
They didn't release the NX yet?
No, that's not out yet.
Okay. We just wanted to congratulate you on your amazing coverage of the NX announcement.
Adam, they haven't even announced it yet. That hasn't happened.
Congratulations on your incredible coverage of the release of Zelda Breath of the Wild. What?
That game's not out yet, Adam. They haven't done any of that.
What the hell are we congratulating them for?
We're congratulating them on their 100th episode.
Oh my goodness.
Can you believe that?
That's incredible.
They are the pinnacle of professionalism in podcasting.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
We should get them a bottle of maple syrup.
We should, because of their Canadianness. So congratulations, guys, on 100 episodes. That's unbelievable.
I don't think there's any way possible I could tolerate you for 100 episodes.
Absolutely not. Wow. And here's to at least, you know, 11 or 12 more before you get really sick of each other and quit.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, John and Adam. Yes, I was getting there. It's late. Right on. Thank you, guys. It's awesome.
We got the key cards here for Zach.
And, you know, what's his butt? No. Thanks, thanks, guys. That's awesome. So that's all our audio clips. We got more. We got more.
Yeah, we got one last Patreon question. I think we should probably be rounding up the night because I think we got a couple other things to wrap it up. We're gonna move some emails to next week. Last Patreon question comes in from Brian Scott. Of the retro rewinds you've done, which games or which classic titles has been your favorite to revisit? And similarly, of the retro rewind nominations submitted, which titles were you most hoping would win the vote but didn't?
Ooh, as far as the first one go, the first question, it's pretty easy for me actually. It's just Pokemon Blue or the original Pokemon games. That one when those games came out, it was really exciting for me, and to be able to really revisit them with you guys and with the community and to really, really dig into it was awesome. So, yeah.
Nice. For me, I would say it has to be Super Metroid and Donkey Kong Country. Shouldn't be a shock. But I would also say, you know, on a completely side note, man, do I love the Retro Rewind.
Yeah.
Because I have played games that I would not have normally played, and I've got to see it through your guys' lens and perspective, and see why they were so important to you as kids, and also see why they're so important to some of our fans. I think Pokemon's a great example of that. Still don't really fully get it, but I'm really trying here, folks. Really am with the Pokemon. But I also think like Earthbound is a great example.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I missed that, and that was such a cool because you'd always had such a passion for it. Bobby, for the Nintendo guru, has had such a passion for it, and I was like, why? And then just to understand the story and just the emotional kind of journey it takes you on. So I think out of the stuff that we do, and again, that was just something that the Patreon folks kind of helped us support to get us there. And that was something that's so cool. And I love the fact that we're doing it together. Like all of us, plus our community is doing it, plus all of our listeners are doing it. And everyone finds value on it. I mean, you know, in the voting last time, you know, Marty came on this show and campaigned for Mega Man 2. Right, like that's an example of someone who has such a passion for a game to come on and literally campaign for a game that wins. I think that's such a cool thing.
Yeah, every vote matters, people. Every vote matters.
It's not a spoiler vote, people. It's not a spoiler vote. Vote for who you think is the best game.
Yeah, and honestly, I've never really felt like, oh man, that one didn't win. Like I've always had this certain level of detachment from the results, mm-hmm. because I'm like, okay, whatever happens, I'm just excited. It's always going to be something good. I think that's always been really cool. And I honestly love, I know it's not part of the question, but I love the art that we get every month from Adam as well that he does. Do you guys see the cool one for this month for Zelda 2?
The Zelda? That was it's really awesome.
It's really cool. So I love doing that too. Right on.
Jesse,
so
Jesse, how about
oh yeah,
you?
Jesse.
He's a new guest.
Yeah, I've been on him once or twice. Yeah, I think the first one is the Link Awakens.
Oh, that one was good too. Yeah,
that was a good one, and I actually I liked Mega Man 2 better than I thought I would. So that was
a
ring
endorsement right there, folks.
Well, yeah, I had remembered playing it in the past. Remembered beating it. I just didn't remember a lot of the details about it. But again, the save states really helps. If it wasn't for the save states, I probably wouldn't have liked it as much.
Sorry, I just saw something in the chat. Dave from Day Space. Justin does not get Pokemon, but he got talked into buying both Sun and Moon.
I hate you, Dave.
That's my favorite thing of the night.
And I'm looking forward to finishing Zelda 2. Yeah, I've had one day to sit with it so far. I recorded, I streamed most of it, but the stream got mucked. So, I got about halfway through it. I'm guessing I might have another 4 to 6 hours before I just to finish.
Oh, that's so funny.
Halfway through is about a third of the game of the gameplay because the difficulty ramps up.
Yeah,
the third of the time.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say halfway through is about a third. What? Anyways,
yeah. Well, now think of 3D Land. You know, you quote unquote finish the game by beating Bowser.
Oh yeah,
And then it opens up another second map that will take you four times as long.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's kind of the same thing, but not that extreme.
Touche. Okay.
That's fair. Yeah, cool. So those are, we have nothing else.
I think that's thing in chat that I wanted to ask.
Yes.
Goose Gaga? Goo Goo Say Gaga. Wow, what a name. Which game do you think will be announced in the NX trailer?
The Mother 3 port.
Wow.
No way in hell that happens, by the way. No way. I honestly don't think
we'll see any games.
Really?
Not in the 3-minute video. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I actually agree with Jesse.
I think, folks,
that's rare.
I think we're going to see... you know what, though? Now that you say that, they're going to have... Because if you think about like when the Wii was unveiled, when the Wii U was unveiled, there was like the... It's going to have something with Miis in it, is what it's going to be. It's going to, there will be some sort of a tech demo-y Mii game that shows what you're doing. Either that, or
like a Nintendo Land.
Right.
Wii Sports-ish game.
Or it will be Mario. Those are the two possibilities, I think, in my mind. I can see them showing Mario, or here's one, Breath of the Wild for NX.
What?
I bet you they will show that because that's already confirmed. So they will show footage of Breath of the Wild. It will look better than it does on the Wii U. And that is what they will show. That's actually probably a better prediction because that is something that there's already so much buzz for that game that they're going to want to show that on the NX to carry that hype that already exists and pass that torch onto the NX.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Good possibility.
Then Video Game Guru says, you know, I started listening to you guys when Japan Time podcast spoke of you, hosted by Roger.
Good old Roger's base.
Yeah. Yeah. When Japan Time started, it was also hosted on VG Tribune. And then he went to a YouTube only format, but midway through.
Yeah. Yeah, so right on. Well, you know what, guys? I'm excited about this show. I really just want to take time at the end of the episode to thank both of you. It's been a pleasure for the past 100+ episodes with all of our, you know, we said a while ago that we've done well over 100 episodes already, but this is episode 100. And it's been awesome to do this with you guys, and I am looking forward to continuing these shenanigans for many, 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 many more episodes. So, it's been awesome. So, and again, let's come back to the patrons because the patrons should we talk about the patrons? Honestly, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do as much awesome stuff as we do. You guys basically, you know, by supporting the show, you enable us to be able to you know, review more games and do more fun stuff, and we turn a lot of that stuff back around and send stuff to the patrons as well. So it's awesome to have you guys as a member of the family, and you know, it's just great. You guys seriously are amazing, and it's awesome to know that you guys find it worthwhile to support. So, and for those of you who don't support, you know, that's fine too, but shame on you, and even a dollar is enough. So I'm joking, Dave, $1, that's all I'm asking, but everybody else, it's fine.
Yeah, it's, you know, it really, you know, and just even just beyond beyond even just the Patreon support and Zach, you mentioned that, really just have a community of people who are really passionate about this and who engage with us, and that we see data that supports that. We see interactions, we see emails, we see relationships. That's the thing that really does truly blow my mind. And that support in any capacity, whether it's downloading our show, whether it's subscribing to us on YouTube, engaging on social media, telling a friend, emailing us, subscribing to Patreon, any of those things, we are so grateful for every single person who does anything with the show. And we're so grateful for our supporters, our fans. We're so grateful for our guests and our friends that we have built over this 2-year adventure. And I think, Zach, I can echo your statements of, I'm just really grateful to spend time with you guys every single week. This is, you guys are probably two people I speak to, probably more than just, other than my wife, I don't think there's two people I speak to more in my week, than you two.
Yeah.
Through line chats and texts and stuff. So
totally.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Jesse, any parting words?
Jesse's probably crying in the corner. He's too emotional. So let's
it's been great doing the show. I still want, looking forward to doing more. Thanks to the patrons and the community and all the listeners for making us do what we do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. And by the way, Justin, I'm remembering we have things for the live people, don't we? Do we have that? Should we do that right now?
Sure, we should.
Here, let's find something that will echo what might.
It's like
before you do,
box of chocolates. You never know what you are going to get.
Every time.
Okay, before you do, Dave is replying to your dollar.
Oh, good.
If I give you a dollar, it's us trading. It's U.S. trading $1, and U.S. dollars are worth more.
Yeah, see? So even less, right? It's an even bigger difference than you would be doing otherwise. You're giving this to, like, mostly to Canadians. And so for you people with your vast number of U.S. dollars, to be able to throw a few to, right as you throw them across the border, like, at $1 turns into, like, $1.50, or I don't know what it's currently at. But, yeah. Just know, Dave.
It's magic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's economics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Justin, what do we got?
Yes. Well, we have got a game we're going to be giving away.
Do we have?
We are also have got a Mega Man package that we are giving away. I teased this on our YouTube channel a couple weeks ago, so we're going to do that live.
How do we do this then? Like, do we just... So starting in the chat now, you guys say something if you want to win something. So just say anything ridiculous and we'll wait for it to go. And then how are we going to do this? Number generator, whatever?
Sure. Why don't you do a number generator in that?
Random.org or something?
Random.org. Sure.
Is that still a thing?
Oh gosh. No, never mind. This is like free services, numbers, integer generator. That sounds good. Between what? Let's say it'll go like maybe like the from the bottom. I'm going to do like.
This makes for some awesome.
I'm just thinking. I'm looking.
Brian Scott said, quote unquote, anything ridiculous.
Perfect.
I like his attitude. What we're going to be giving away is a copy of Paper Mario Color Splash for the Nintendo Wii U. It is a North American copy. And we will mail it to you. We had a supporter of the show anonymously, provide this, but we've also got some game codes we're going to give away, also some extra ones. So, we're going to start off with Paper Mario.
All right, so for Paper Mario, we're going to go random.org third thing here. So I'm going to – okay, so first winner is Dave. DaveSpace.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dave, wow. Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's cool. So congratulations, Dave. You have won a copy of what, Paper Mario?
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario Color Splash. And finally to our...
Without you.
Yeah, and finally with our to our final... what is this? Our Mega Man loot box thing?
Yes.
That is
going... We are...
Sorry, well, go ahead.
We have, it is a Patreon supporter. So I just need to get our Patreon list. So bear with me one second here.
Okay, because I have on here. Let me put it in the list because I actually generated two numbers randomly.
Did you? Okay.
This is a Patreon supporter, correct? I just put it in the Skype chat.
Where'd it go? I'm pretty sure that is.
I think it is too. We're so good at this that we're like, yeah, we don't know if you are or not. I'm almost positive he is, though.
Shows you how often we do live giveaways.
You know what the problem is actually that the Patreon dashboard changed.
Oh, and, geez, yeah. What the heck?
That's why I couldn't find the thing I usually find.
Here we
that
go.
That individual is.
All right, so congratulations to Brian Scott. We had to do our due diligence, that's why. But yeah, so Brian Scott, you win our Mega Man loot box. And congratulations. Email us and give us your address, both you and Dave, and we can get you your stuff sent off, and that's super cool. So congratulations, and thank you guys seriously for enjoying episode 100 with us. It's been so good having you. Is there anything, Justin, as we kind of round out the show here before I bring in a special song for episode 100?
No, just I think, next week we are back to our regular scheduled program. Obviously, expect some NX coverage. We kind of mentioned early in the show, are going to kind of try and get some NX coverage out maybe tomorrow at some point, in some weird, whether it's just even just reaction videos or just a quick commentary. So look for that on our channels. But next week we're back to regular schedule, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Right on. Well. With that in mind, if I just want to say again one more time, thank you. I chose this music. I don't know, maybe it's going to fall flat, but I think it's awesome to have been able to do this. What?
It is midnight 20 at my time and 1:20 at his time. Are you trying to put us to sleep?
Oh, nope. Okay.
Okay, I'm awake now.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 100 of Nintendo Dads. If you are wanting to follow us on all the social medias, you can absolutely go and do that. So please go over to do that at Nintendo Dads on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. If you want to email us, you can do so at nintendodads@gmail.com. You can go over to Twitch or YouTube and look for Nintendo Dads. You'll find us there. You can call in and leave us a voicemail. That's 929-25-NDADS, 929-256-3237. Huge thanks to OC Remix for our music throughout the show, as well as to Carter Johnson and Adam Leonard from Mega Dads for our awesome artwork. As well, if you want to change the world, everybody, do you want to change the world? I want to change the world. Thanks, everybody. Go over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. You guys, 5-star review people are probably like the best in the world. So change the world one review at a time. Thank you to everybody who does that. And as well, if you want to follow us and subscribe, you can do it at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and of course, VGTribune.com. For me, for Justin, and for Jesse, here's to another 100 episodes, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Nintendo Dads.